A few weeks ago, Maine began to see record numbers of COVID-19 cases. Now it's seeing a record number of hospitalizations. Today, there are 105 people receiving inpatient care. A month ago, it was only about a dozen. Patty White reports on how hospitals are preparing and staff are faring as they expect COVID-19 beds to continue to fill.
Before the recent surge, Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor went almost 4 weeks without having a single COVID-19 patient admitted to the hospital. As of today, there are 24.
Each day, we are seeing record numbers of COVID-positive patients.
Dr. James Jarvis helps oversee the hospital's response to the pandemic. It's already opened a second unit for COVID-19 patients, and a third is possible if necessary. At Maine Health, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joan Boomsma says the system's hospitals are also seeing a substantial increase in patients.
It feels a little right now like sometimes things feel in the heart of the winter when we have a very bad respiratory season, but it's only November.
Boomsma says several of Maine Health's hospitals are nearing capacity. So far, the situation is manageable. Patients can be routed to hospitals with open beds. But if the upward trend continues, Boomsma says Maine Health may have to dial back certain services, such as elective surgeries.
We could be facing, in the next few weeks, the need to start limiting procedures that could be safely delayed. We could get there if things don't start turning around.
How quickly Maine can turn a corner is uncertain. In the meantime, Dr. Al Tang, the chief of critical care at Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston, is working to stay ahead of the surge.
I anticipate that in December, you know, 1 or 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, that the cases could really be increasing in all parts of Maine.
That's why CMMC has doubled its bed count for COVID-19 patients, which are currently about half full. But Tang says if cases keep climbing, the biggest constraint may not be beds, but staffing. To ensure a stable workforce, CMMC is training more nurses to care for COVID-19 patients. But a complicating factor is the rampant community transmission across the state, which leaves more opportunity for staff to be exposed to the virus. And that can put them out of commission for 2 weeks if they need to isolate or quarantine. Maine Medical Center recently had to scale back to emergency surgeries only in its cardiothoracic unit after several staff became symptomatic.
I don't really worry about getting sick myself.
David Wall is a respiratory therapist at Maine Medical Center. He's among the staffers who care for COVID-19 patients.
I don't really want to get sick, but I worry about bringing something home to my family.
Wall says the hospital has done an outstanding job training and supporting employees, and he feels safer in the COVID unit than he does at the grocery store. His concern is more about the sheer number of people who are becoming infected.
But I feel confident that we can handle it, that my colleagues and I, you know, we'll get through it.
At Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center, ICU nurse Lisa Oliver says she also feels good about how the hospital is managing COVID-19 patients. She just wants to avoid surge levels that could compromise care.
The patients that are coming in, you develop a rapport with them, and we love taking care of them, and we want to see what's best for them and see positive outcomes. And it gets stressful when there are negative outcomes.
Even though hospital officials are eyeing the rise in COVID-19 numbers with apprehension, Dr. James Jarvis of Northern Light Health says plans have been in development for months, so there isn't the sense of alarm that there was at the beginning of the pandemic.
I think our preparedness has really been the key that kind of keeps us down from that same kind of panic that we had back in March and April.
But Maine Health's Dr. Joan Boomsma says if numbers continue to grow, Maine hospitals could become just as overwhelmed as those in other states.
If this thing, you know, post-Thanksgiving leads to another 20 or 30 or 40 hospitalizations across the state, I think we're going to find that we are in a place where things are really starting to get difficult.
The people in hospitals with COVID-19 are very sick, she says, and they're not just the elderly. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.